All right, good afternoon on both sides. Let's begin. So we find ourselves today beginning Simen Beis in the Shulchan Aruch. The title of the Simen is Din Levishas Begadim, literally the halachos of getting dressed. So writes the Shulchan Aruch, Lo Yilbash Chaluko Miyushav, a person should not go ahead and wear his, literally get dressed. Yilbash Chaluko means put on his shirt. Put on a shirt, Miyushav, sitting up. Ela Yikach Chaluko, but rather one should take his shirt and go ahead and put his head and his arms in it while he's still laying down. Now the idea over here is not just simply laying down, but also going ahead and still under the covers. Venimsa, and therefore it turns out, kisheyakum shuhu mechusa, that when a person ultimately sits up, so a person is fully dressed. So obviously the idea that the Shulchan Aruch is trying to express over here is that one should not get out of bed in an unclothed fashion. Now obviously, this halacha is very much reflective of, we'll call it certain wardrobe realities of the times of the halacha, the times of the Gemara as well. So the Mishnah Berurah comments on this. He says in Sifkat and Aleph, miyushav, because if a person sits up, remember again, the assumption is that a person was unclothed. So therefore, if a person was unclothed while they're sleeping, if they sit up, their body is going to be revealed. And a person is obligated to conduct oneself with a sense of tznius, a sense of modesty and humility before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even at night, even in the privacy, literally, Chedrei Chadarim represents, you know, the private, Halo Mulo Kala Aretz Kivodo. The entire world is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's domain. And in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it makes no difference if it's light or if it's dark. Therefore, therefore, a person ultimately has to go ahead and, whenever possible, refrain from revealing any part of his flesh that's normally covered. Va'afilu ma'at, even just a little bit. So what the Mishnah Berurah explains is the Shulchan Aruch is saying that any part of the body that's normally covered by clothing, so a person has to be careful to remain covered as well, to remain clothed, even when getting out of bed. Now, the Mishnah Berurah goes on in a little bit more specificity with this, but I just want to share with you something interesting. So if you're following along in the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah, see, quotes over here something very interesting. Quotes over here from Rav Moshe, and Rav Moshe says very beautifully, he says, just skipping down a little bit, he says, this is in the first footnote in Simen Beis, in the Dirshu notes, so Moshe says that the litmus test is like this, that a person should always remain in a state that if someone saw me, I wouldn't be embarrassed to be seen in that fashion. So therefore, again, obviously, this is very much dependent on where you live, what climate you live in, ultimately what time you live in. But Rav Moshe says, that's the litmus test. So I'm always supposed to remain in a state of being clothed in a way that if I was seen by someone else, I would not go out and be embarrassed. Obviously, the halacha is not saying I have to go to sleep in my suit. I can go and I can wear pajamas, but the idea is that a person has to make sure to conduct themselves in a state of tznius. We're going to skip the rest of Sifkat and Aleph, which is interesting, you'll read it on your own, but in the rest of it, he discusses again proper protocol and proper tznius for the Beis HaMerchatz, for the bathhouse, which again, contemporarily would be applied to the mikveh as well. And he explains that even in a mikveh, even in a bathhouse, where a person, of course, is by definition in a state of being unclothed, one still has to go ahead and conduct himself in a state of tznius. So the take-home message of Sif Aleph in Simen Beis is that a person, even bechedrei chadarim, even in the privacy of their home, even at night, still has to conduct themselves in a form of tznius. Halacha Beis. Al yomar hineni bechedrei chadarim miraini. So Simen the Shulchan Aruch follows up. He says, a person should never say, behold, I am bechedrei chadarim, I'm hidden away. Who is going to see me? Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu melo kol ha'aretz kivodo. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu fills every little bit of space throughout this entire world, and therefore, by definition, he sees everything. And Rabbi, of course, we know that this is not just a halacha legabei tznius, but this is a very important halacha in general, in terms of how we live our lives. Because very often, we go ahead and we assume that if we are in private, that the Ribono Shel Olam cannot see us. But of course, again, that's a fallacy. The Ribono Shel Olam sees everything, hears everything, observes everything. And going back to the way we started in Siman Aleph, if a person lives with God awareness, if a person lives with Shevisi, Hashem, the Negdi Summit, that the Ribono Shel Olam sees me and observes me at all times, by definition, that informs the way I live each and every day, and in reality, each and every moment. Halacha Gimel. Yedaktik bechalucho lelav shokidako. A person should be careful when getting dressed to go ahead and get dressed in the natural, to get dressed in his clothing in the normal order, or to better stated, to wear his clothing in the way they're supposed to be worn. Specifically, shelo yafo chapinim lachutz. A person should make sure not to wear their clothing inside out. So the Mishnah Berurah comments on this. He says in Sif Katan Gimel, bechaluko. Afap, it is in Sifkan Gimel Mishnah Berurah, Afapi Shutachas Kal Malbushim. Now remember, Chaluko technically means my shirt. See, even though my shirt is underneath perhaps other layers of clothing, see, even though it can't necessarily be seen externally, a person should still be careful to still make sure that the shirt is in proper order. V'chol Shekein B'shar Begadim, and all the more so with other articles of clothing as well, which are fully visible to the outside public. Sifkan Dalit Lochutz. That if a person wears their clothing inside out, then what happens? People see the stitching, people see the tags, and it doesn't look nice. Now, v'yiskana be'enei abrios means that people will look down on such a person. Well, it's a very important yisod that in general, as much as we like to say, you know, don't judge a book by its cover, and don't judge people by their clothing or by other things, the truth is we do. It's automatic that we go ahead and we size up people by the way they dress and by the way they present themselves. And this is very important. That's why, especially as Jews, we have to always be cognizant of the way we look and the way we present, because that will be the way that others, first of all, within our people, and others outside of our people also go ahead and judge us. And therefore, if a person's wearing their clothing inside out, or a person is disheveled, ultimately, yiskana be'enei abrios. V'imlo nishar v'hafach, if a person, let's say, wasn't careful, a person realized that I was going ahead and wearing my clothing inside out, im tamut chacham hu, sarach lefashto v'lachsar v'lav shol kidarko. If he's a tamut chacham, say he has to remedy that immediately. Obviously, it doesn't require him to go out and take off his clothing, you know, in the middle of the street, but the idea is he can't just figure, oh, it's not such a big deal. He has to find a way to remedy it and to wear his clothing in the right way. V'shalo yihye b'chla masnie chas v'shalom. So we'll say the tamut chacham should not be what's called Bechla Masniya, means he should not be one of those people that makes HaKadosh Baruch Hu despised in the eyes of others. Because you know that people formulate their opinions of the Ribono Shel Olam based on the way that we, the Jewish people, live and present ourselves. Therefore, again, a person has to be careful to always be a proper ambassador for the Ribono Shel Olam. Ushar kol adam ein tzarech. However, again, for other people, atam tchacham, if I'm wearing my clothing inside out, it's not a big deal. I don't have to drop everything that I'm doing in order to fix it. I can wait till I get home. Ule tefila, afilu kol adam tzarech lefashto olav shokidako. But for davening, every person, regular person, atam tchacham, everyone has to go ahead and fix their clothing appropriately. Sheroi az lahader begadav, ukimavuar b'simen tzadik beis. So the tov shiyasim shnei tzidei hamabush biyadimino, biyabush hayomin va'achar kachasmo. Rabbi say it's important, and we're going to get into this more, that when getting dressed, a person first takes care of the right and then the left. So for example, when putting on one's shirt, one first puts the right arm in. For putting on one's pants, one first puts on the right pant leg first. V'yachavim ki akol michlal biyamin, u'min hayomin balismo. Ultimately, only after one goes in and takes care of the right, does one go ahead and go to the left. The Rambam writes that the clothing of a Talmud Chacham must be clean, must be nice and clean. And Talmud Chacham literally can't have a stain, can't have anything on his clothing, because again, remember, the Talmud Chacham himself represents Kavodat Torah. Talmud Chacham himself represents this incredible ambassador of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, he has to be careful. V'lo yilbash, now this is very interesting. So as much as the Shulchan Aruch said, Talmud Chacham has to be dressed nicely, every person has to be dressed nicely, no'eh v'naki, it has to be nice clothing and clean clothing. V'lo yilbash lo malbush sarin, shakol mistaklim bohem. V'lo malbush aniyim shumavaza es lovshav. So we'll say it's very important. So that a person, Talmud Chacham, he shouldn't wear malbush sarin. So he doesn't have to wear the most expensive suit, because obviously that will draw attention. But at the end of the day, he also should not wear the clothing of the indigent and poor, because ultimately that's a degradation to his covet. Elo begadim beinonim noim, but rather, again, the Talmud Chacham should ultimately wear what he calls begadim beinonim noim, nice, normal clothing. Not the most expensive, but not chas v'shalom, something that represents poverty or that he's indigent, but something nice. Back up top to the Shulchan Aruch Halacha Dalid. Yin ol min ol yamin techila v'lo yikshiren. So now the Shulchan Aruch is going to discuss the halachos of how we put on our shoes. So a person should put on his right shoe first and not tie it. V'acher kach yin ol shal smal v'yikshirena. Then he puts on the left shoe and he ties the left shoe first. V'yachzar v'yikshol shaman. And then he goes back and ties the right. So I put on the right shoe first, don't tie it, then left shoe, tie the left shoe, and then go back and tie the right shoe. So let's just go to the Mishnah Berurah for just a moment. So the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Hey says, Yamin, Shekein Matzinu B'Torah, Shayamin Chashuv Tamid. Because we've seen the Torah that importance is always ascribed to the right. Le'inyon Bohen Yad V'Regel L'Chol Advarim Shemaktim Ayad L'Smayamun L'Smol. So he happens to hear this Bohen Yad V'Regel speaking about the blood applications, whether it's for a Mitzorah or whether it was for the inauguration of the Kohanim. But we see that the right always goes first. Therefore, we put the right shoe on first. Aye, but if the right is so important, why not tie the right first as well? So look at the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Vav Yikshirenu. The le'inyan kshira matzino b'torah shatorah nosna chashivos ala smol shekosher aleha tefila shal yad. See, interestingly enough, but however, the left is more chashiv with tying. Why? Because since tefillin is put on the left, therefore, by definition, we go ahead and we tie the left first. So the right is given chashivos for just generally everything in terms of coming first. But the left has particular chashivos because at least for right-handed individuals, so tefillin are tied on the left. Therefore, we tie the left shoe first. He writes, Uban pilo shalabed. However, again, if you're wearing slippers, you don't have to worry about this right-left. V'iter yad, what about a lefty? Shamaniach tefillin b'yamin shal kol adam, yaktim yamin gam lakshira. So the Mishnah Berurah says that this is one of those halachos that is different by left-handed and right-handed people. So if a person's right-handed, they'll go by the order we just said over here. Therefore, they'll go ahead and first they'll put on the right, then the left, tie the left first and then the right. But if a person is left-handed, in which case I'm putting my tefillin on my right, so I will put on the right shoe first, tie the right shoe first, and then put on the left and tie the left first afterwards. So the Mishnah Berurah comments, he goes on, Yamin Tchila Zayin, V'nizdami lo sel shal smol yamtin ad shiaviu shal yamin. And literally, if a person gets his, let's say a person only has his left shoe, doesn't have his right shoe yet, he should wait to get his right shoe and then put that on. Kishu rochet v'sach yamin tchila. Similarly again, when one washes his body, one washes the right side first and then the left side, unless of course the Mishnah Berurah says if one is washing his entire body, one washes the head first before anything else and then afterwards goes ahead and washes the rest of his body. So interestingly enough, just a reminder, if you're on the call, please mute your phone. So if you're following along in the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah in footnote 14, so he quotes over an interesting idea, Ubina Alim below Siruchim, Ela Shemahatkim Osim Ayede Rochson or Scotch. So let's say if you have shoes that don't tie with laces, but rather they're Velcro. They're Velcro. So what do you do with Velcro? So he quotes over here of Chaim Kanievsky, who says, Shahiduk Nechshav Kimokshira, that Velcro is the same thing as laces. So therefore, again, Velcro shoes will have the same halacha as tie shoes, and therefore you will go ahead and put on right, then left, tie left, and then right. One more interesting idea in the next footnote in the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah, in footnote 15, he therefore says, based on this, Va'al kein isha, she'ina mechayeves la'aniach tefillin, she'tina v'tikshas yamin shel tchila. So we'll say, therefore, by a woman who does not have this din of kshira by tefillin, so when a woman puts on her shoes, if she has tie shoes, she will put on the right, tie the right, and then the left, and tie the left. Because the din of kshira only applies by men who have the element of tefillin as well. So back up top to the Shulchan Aruch, the halacha, we didn't finish the Rama, I'm sorry, the Rama in Dalit, he says, Hago bin olam shalanu shenlan kshira yino shal yamin tchila. So Rama just points out, if you have slip-on shoes without laces, so you go ahead and you put on the right shoe first, and then the left afterwards. Halacha hey, Ukeshecholitz mina olav, when you go ahead and you take off your shoes, cholitz shal smol tchila. You should take the left shoe off first. And the Mishnah Berurah comments on this, and he says in Sifkat and Ches, Shezehu Kivoda Shal Yamin, because this is covered to the right by not taking the right off first, by taking the right off second. Okay, so he goes on in Halacha Vav, Asr Lelech Bekoma Zakufa, a person should not walk with a totally upright posture. Meaning a person should not walk. A totally upright posture represents a certain sense of gaiva, and therefore a person should not walk totally upright. The Mishnah Berurah comments on this. Bekoma zekufa, shedochek raglik hashchina kivyachol. This is Sifkat and Tes. Because a person looks like he's almost pushing away the feet of the Shechina. Al kim kasva achronim da asra afilu bapachos mi arba amos upashat afilu om mikom veino holot klal. Therefore, this is true even if you're not walking at all, even just when you're standing still. A person should always stand with a little bit of a humbled posture. It doesn't mean you should be a schlepper with, you know, totally bent over. But what it means ultimately is that a person should not walk, you know, if you imagine this upright or erect posture gives off like this air of gaiva. Therefore, a person should not walk like a hunchback, totally hunched over, but a person should have a little bit of a humbled gait, a humbled walk. He goes back to Shulchan Aruch, below Yelech, arba amos begilu harosh. And this is very important, and a person should not walk more than Dalet Amos with an uncovered head. The Mishnah Berurah comments on this, and he says, "Velo yelech afilu bebayis sheish bo tikra the kosh kin tachas avir hashan deish lizar lekuli amo." Persons should be careful, even when they're in their house underneath a roof, not to walk with an uncovered head. So the Mishnah Berurah, and with this, we'll end with this Mishnah Berurah. So he says in Sifkat and Yeralef, he says, "Umidas chasidos afilu pachos me arba amos." So Bo said, this is an important halacha. And he says, he explains, actually the truth is we'll stop with this Mishnah Berurah, but we say in the Shulchan Aruch that one is not supposed to walk more than 4 amos or more with an uncovered head. So the Mishnah Berurah goes ahead and explains that although technically according to the halacha you can't walk Dalet Amos, but the Midas Chasidus is that you should go ahead and make sure to even refrain from walking less than Dalet Amos. So we'll say we'll stop over here for today. We will pick up again with this din of Arba Amos Begili Harosh Emirtz Hashem tomorrow. I wish all of you Actually, you know what? Let's finish up this halacha because I realize there is no shir tomorrow. So let's finish this quickly. He says, Midas HaChasidus Afilu Pachos Mi Arba Amos Afilu Be'ez Hashena Balayla. Even when you go to sleep, a person should try to have a covered head. V'yesh Shemetzadeh Din Lomar Afilu Arba Amos Eino Asra Medina Rak Latznu B'maseyen Aval Kvar Kosev Ataz Lekamam B'Simin Cheste B'Zmanenu Isra Gomer Medina Lios Begilu Harosh. So the Taz writes, it is an Isra Gomer to walk around with an uncovered head. Now, I will say, without getting into all the details, that also has to do with the fact that today, although the concept of covering one's head began as a minog, this minog has become minog Yisrael and has the status of halacha. Therefore, one should not go ahead and walk around with an uncovered head. So even if you're sitting at home, you should cover your head. Even children, it is important to go ahead and to habituate children to covering their head from a young age, because covering one's head from a young age instills in oneself a sense of Yira Shamayim. Because of course when I cover my head, it reminds me that the Ribono Shel Olam is above me. Instilling within a child this mindset from a young age contributes to the Yira Shamayim. V'da'ot de'le'inyon gili harosh dai b'kisa he'ad al harosh. Interestingly enough, in order to avoid the issue of gilei rosh, of being an uncovered head, it's enough if I cover my head with my hand. Obviously, now mefala rosh means a person's delousing. Obviously, if a person is combing his hair or delousing or shampooing, he could have uncovered hair. It's a very important idea. So here the Mishnah Berurah says that covering your head with your hand allows one to avoid the issue of Gilei Rosh, being with an uncovered head. Now, it's very important to understand that this issue of covering your head with your hand only works legabe that your head is not uncovered klapei shma. You're not considered to be walking around with an uncovered head. What it doesn't work for is the ability to go ahead and say Shem Hashem, the ability to say Hashem's name, the ability to learn, the ability to utter a bracha. For that, covering one's head with one's own hand does not work, but rather, again, one would need some other kind of covering. Interestingly enough, covering my head with someone else's hand would work for the concept of a bracha, because again, the idea, covering my own head with my own hand, does not really produce another covering. So in terms of, let me just clarify this. So in terms of not walking around with an uncovered head, even if I go ahead and I cover my head with my own hand, that takes care, my head is covered. But in terms of saying a bracha, in terms of davening, in terms of learning, in terms of uttering Shem Hashem, so one requires a covering external to one's self, whether that's a yarmulke, whether that's a hat, or whether that's technically speaking someone else's hand. All right, then I'll say we'll stop over here for today, and Meretz Hashem will pick up on Sunday with Sif Beis. Just to end off with the Rama, if you go back up top, just to finish the sentence, the Rama says, "And why can't you walk Dalet Amos with an uncovered head? Mipnei Kavod Hashchina." Ultimately, again, because everything we do every single day has to be a kavod to the Shekhinah, and the notion with walking around with an uncovered head means that perhaps I've forgotten that the Shekhinah is above me. Therefore, in order to always remember that the Shekhinah is above me, I have to walk around with a covered head. And like we said, in order to recite bracha or Shem Hashem or tefillah or learn, that covering must be something external to my own body. Let's say a shekoach to everyone who joined on the call today. Wishing everyone a wonderful day and a good Shabbos.